Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, the 5 a.m. update is, it's obviously out for the latest hurricane models. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I'd say the models are just as concerning as they were at 11 p.m. last night. The one difference, and we are going to talk with Jason Adams from
ABC Action News.
Right, coming up here in a few minutes. But the one thing I will say is this storm looks like it continues to just slow down and creep and creep. This now looks like it's going to be a later Tuesday into Wednesday event for us. Of course, the caveat with that is always it could change, but that is what we're looking at right now. And I believe the last thing I saw was a Category 1 status in the middle of the state. So that's kind of what we would be.
And that would be Wednesday 2 in the morning when that would be, so, at least according to this now.
Yeah. So we would be feeling the effects, you know, hours and hours before that. Yeah. But, of course, that would be the big. So definitely a Tuesday into Wednesday. And they still have it as a 4?
They do, yeah. They still have it as a 4 near West Palm Beach.
The other coast, I'm praying for them because that is going to be
I'm thinking
rough.
About them, too, and I didn't see any warnings up over there. I just think they got to get rolling and get people out of there because you're talking about a 4. That's catastrophic.
So. I know, but just 2 days ago, it was kind of everybody was laissez-faire about it. Oh, well, you know, I don't think it's going to be much of anything, and no one really has to worry about it, but we'll keep an eye on it. And it's like, well, we kept an eye on it, and now everyone run to Home Depot and Publix and get your water.
I will say that, yeah, there's something about the storm when it started, and I don't know, because it was a really small storm when it started, and people were out talking about, oh, the hurricane-force winds are only 5 to 10 miles from the center of the storm. I'm like, right, in its embryonic stage, when that thing just starts sucking up all the humidity and grows and grows and grows.
That warm water.
My goodness. I mean, and look at this now. This will go down. If this does become a 4, this will go down in history. I think it's one of the most just, I think it's just overlooked in the beginning of what this thing could become.
Well, remember, I mentioned to you last night, I said, remember when we were talking about this, what was it, earlier this week, that, it's just going to be a tropical storm, the wind shear is just going to blow the top off of it, and this, it's just going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Now it's a Category 4, potentially.
Yeah, this thing ate wind shear.
Whoa.
It ate it. I mean, honestly, it's, you know, to become a 4 is crazy. I will say, though, we just got to find a way to be, I don't know. We just got to relax, be upbeat. You know, I started getting a little stressed out last night about everything, and I think a lot of people are in that boat. And it's not really, I think people, too, who get on social media and make fun of other people about worrying, the thing about while so many of us are worried, it's not for the actual storm, you know, the hours of the storm. I mean, I don't know that a hurricane, one hurricane is going to do, like, massive damage. But we understand we could be without power for days and days and days.
See, that's the kicker that people don't get.
Yeah, and I think that you just, you know, especially if you have kids like I do, and we went through Irma, and Cal, my youngest, was 6 weeks. That was extremely stressful and extremely, I mean, honestly, it was painful. I mean, to live like that. So, I mean, we didn't have power for 8 days.
I know.
So I just feel like, you know, it just, the reality is people aren't going out and getting waters and stuff because they feel like, you know, the eye of the hurricane is going to sweep them up into outer space.
I think that's what people in other states are seeing, like friends and family on Facebook. I think they're thinking, oh, well, you guys are going to be okay. And it's like, yeah, we will be okay, hopefully. You know, everyone will be fine.
Right. But we have to live with the aftermath.
Exactly.
And that's really the tough part. So sorry for the rant, but I have seen some people like really get made fun of and stuff on social. And I'm like, man, it's not funny. Like, it's to live in this heat with no power is, and to go a couple days maybe without gas and grocery stores open, it's really tough.
Yeah.
So, you got to think about it. I mean, Irma was my first taste, and it was a big mouthful. It was a huge mouthful. So, this guy on the news yesterday, though, to lighten it up a little bit, he had an interesting idea. The news was asking me, you know, what's the smartest way that you could get through this?
Smartest thing you can do is go down to ABC Liquor. And get a case of beer and a bottle of cheap whiskey and send it out.
There you go. So you got to give him some credit, man. He's filling sandbags, and he said that's he's going to ABC's, some beer and some whiskey. He's going to get through it. So
you may need a couple more supplies.
May need a
just
few more.
A suggestion.
But he believes in what he's doing. All right. So take a break. We'll be back, and more info on Dorian coming up.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
keeping your family safe from the storm. Here's the latest on Dorian.
Jason Adams, ABC Action News meteorologist, is here. Jason, I know the 5 o'clock info came out. How it looks to me is the state of Florida as a whole has to still be extremely concerned.
Yeah, as a whole, for sure. Of course, our biggest concerns would certainly be on the East Coast where the landfall potential is, and we're still talking about the potential for it to be a Category 4 landfall, and that could mean winds anywhere between 130 and 150 as it approaches the coast. So certainly the biggest threat still over on the East Coast, but the uncertainty is still there for our area as far as how far west it comes and how strong it will be by the time it arrives here towards Tampa Bay.
These are the flashbacks of Irma, who kept making that wobble, wobble. Like, you know, how far west would it go before it goes north? And obviously Irma wound up, you know, essentially kind of splitting the state and going up the spine. So is that what we're really waiting for here, is the models to get together and say, okay, here's the point where it will stop its west movement and then head north?
That's exactly what we're waiting for. And I think we're finally starting to see that in some of the data that started yesterday and into today. Now, models are really congealing, so to speak, here in southeast Florida, maybe around the West Palm area. Of course, still 4 days out, that could change. But most importantly is now we're starting to see consistency within the models, not showing it moving south into the Gulf of Mexico and then taking that northward track. It's really showing South Florida, southeast Florida, and then at some point, whether it be south of Tampa, south of Orlando, or along the East Coast, then making that northward turn. Plus, the good news about this storm for everyone, including, unfortunately, the areas that may get directly hit, is that this isn't the size of Irma. The hurricane force winds will not be as extreme as far as being so widespread like it was when Irma made landfall.
So as far as just 2 days ago, obviously it's changed. What would you recommend as far as preparations for people in the Tampa Bay area as compared to just 2 days ago?
You know, I don't think we have to worry about evacuations at this point. So obviously you could still always have that plan, but honestly the evacuations need to be, and the evacuation spots need to be left open for people on the East Coast who have to get out of a big storm surge or have to get out of the 140-mile-per-hour wind.
Great point.
So keep watching it. Keep checking back in with us. Of course, the forecast is still subject to change, but at least right now we're starting to see more signs that this would be of a less impact for our area. Doesn't mean we won't see some power outages and some flooding rains, but certainly the worst of it still at this time doesn't look like it's going to be our area, and certainly through the weekend we'll start to get an even more clear picture of what we can expect going into next week.
Great info, Jason. I know you got to jump back on TV and social media. That's Jason Adams, ABC Action News meteorologist, and we'll check back in later on, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Sounds great.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Luke Combs, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, top three country music downloads in Tampa Bay this week. Here is the third most downloaded song. Sounds familiar.
Love it.
Luke Combs, number three. Let's jump to song number two. What everybody in Tampa Bay spent their money on this week. Song number two is this.
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside.
I think, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is the same lineup of like the last 3 weeks.
Last week we actually got that Marshmallow Kane Brown song
right,
in there.
That snuck in there. That's
but now
right.
It's back out.
That's gone.
And that's gone. That's then. Yeah, I think Luke Combs was not in last week. But
okay.
But now he's back in.
Yeah. So, all right. So there's Luke. There was Blake. And here is number one.
Gonna do the two-step, then
unbelievable.
It's been all summer.
The
really has been.
Power of
the
song.
Whole summer.
Well, it was kind of like Lil Nas X forever.
Yeah. And then now this.
And then Blake God's Country was there for a few weeks.
True.
And then it was escorted right down to number two for this. Blanco Brown.
That was not so bad.
It's
that
the Get Up.
That was not so bad.
By the way, tonight for FGL Dan and Shay, you will be hearing plenty of this song. It's become a tailgate anthem.
And I will be doing the dance.
Not only for country music tailgates, but sports tailgates. I mean, high school football games.
The little kids love this song,
too. Oh, my kids go crazy for this song. Everybody, the adults now are going crazy for this song. Those are the top three country music downloads this past week in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
You know, I figured out, and, you know, being a parent, it's all just learning the hard way. But I figured out that the hurricane stuff really causes the kids a lot of anxiety, gets kids really nervous. It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So I was like yesterday, I was like, I think it's bothering the kids a little bit, and especially Trey and Austin, and they're 6 and 7. So I was like, we got to find a way to get them to not be so worried about it. So what they were saying is the kids, what they're doing is getting on their iPads and they're Googling hurricane. And then they're looking at the videos.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
That is not good. So I did it, too, just to see what pops up. It's all, you know, it's what you would think it would be. It's
right.
Just destruction.
And you guys were here for Irma, and that was the first hurricane that they went through. And you guys were without power for, you said, what, 8 days?
Yeah, we were here and then left last minute, left way too late, and then came back way too early. We did it all wrong. It was just learning. I mean, it was just a
well,
terrible.
Yeah, how would you know?
Terrible experience. So, you know, we're staying this time. We kind of made that decision. But so I talked to the kids last night and what I figured out for parents, and listen, I'm not one of these dads. Like I'm not telling everybody cause everyone's got their own thing, but here's what worked, you know, for us is we tried to make this an experience for them to look forward to. And I know that sounds crazy, but these are kids. And so you can't tell them the situation exactly. But what we did was, and I think this is cool for all the kids, is we went shopping for snacks and stuff that they normally probably wouldn't eat. Like, we usually wouldn't buy all this stuff.
Oh, so the good stuff.
Yeah. The really good stuff. Okay. I mean, just think of all this stuff, right? And then we talk about, like, all the inside games we'll play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because, like, stuff like making Play-Doh and just things like that. Like, you
That's
know,
cool.
Yeah, just
I
stuff like
that.
So I was talking to him last night. I recorded the call, or not the call, but the conversation that we had with him. Here's how it went.
Trey, are you scared of the hurricane?
No. Because I like hurricanes.
Really? What do you like about it?
You get to eat snacks.
Okay. Austin, are you a little scared?
No, I'm not scared.
You're not scared at all?
No.
What do you think about it?
Cool.
You think it's cool?
Yeah, I like hurricanes.
What do you like about them?
Because we don't have school on hurricanes.
Right.
And... it's fun because we get to stay inside.
Yeah, we talked about all the great snacks we're going to eat today, right? And all the inside games we're going to do.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun.
You could tell it was bedtime last night because we were all exhausted.
It was bedtime last night,
but I just want to make sure they went to bed and not, you know, they weren't worrying about it, stuff like that overnight. But it just is kind of, it's one of those things where you can, you know, it's amazing what, we lose sight of it. It was amazing what makes kids happy and upbeat. Like getting to eat snacks for a couple of days so the others would eat, for a kid, that's awesome.
Oh,
yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Well, the way you worded it, it worked because they're excited about the hurricane.
And then no school and the snacks and everything. So you just want your kids to focus on something good. And look, we all know that this could be potentially very challenging, but anyway, I throw it out there. Maybe it's something that'll help you and your kids. And it certainly made our kids a little bit more, I don't know. I hate to say excited, but it just refocused them on something else. So
yeah, less panicky and more excited.
Yeah, as the parents, as we're, you know, thinking about gas and generators and food and power and electricity and how to get to work. And I get it because we're all thinking about those too. But one little thing to take off the plate of your kids and it may be something to give you and your family some value.
Good parenting advice. Look at you.
Hey. When you stumble on something that works, you share it with the people, right?
That's what you
got to
do.
That's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
Florida Georgia Line, Dan O'Shea tonight, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Remember we told you earlier, follow us, Mark and Melanie Facebook page, because we are going to be posting details about how we're going to give away those backstage passes tonight for Dan and Shay. So you want to get on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. So when we post updates out at the tailgates, you'll know what's up.
Yep, it'll be Dan and Shay plus you and your friend.
Dan and Shay and you and...
Whoever.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't rhyme at all.
Yep.
I tried to make it work, but it doesn't work at all. So Mark and Melanie Facebook page, Mark with the C, do that. And can't wait to see y'all out there tonight. Going to be awesome.
It'll be a nice distraction just for the moment.
You know, it's funny, a friend of mine asked me, do you feel guilty about going? I said, a little, but not morally guilty. It does feel strange, yeah.
Well, yeah, because right after, everybody's like, oh, crap, we got to go fill up our gas tanks again. And
but, you know, we're looking at Elite Tuesday, Wednesday event.
Yeah, we've got time.
I do think about, though, the people on the East Coast who have to get an emotion now. You know, so yeah, think about those people not far away.
They're driving by looking for hotels and we're like, all right, we're headed to the concert.
I thought about that too. Yeah. Cause you know, where are they going to go? Are they going to go west? Or are they going to go north? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Traffic may be a little crazy, so may want to take that into account as you're headed out to the show today.
That's
but nonetheless,
great,
we are so excited for the show.
Great point about traffic and just with everybody and looking for gas and water and everything. Great point about traffic. I think tonight, the earlier the better, you know, just to avoid it. Even more so. I mean, this was going to be a bad traffic situation anyway. Just
right.
FGL, Dan, and Shay.
Yeah.
But consider everything else. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing you all on the tailgates. And I think, Melanie, you make a great point. Like, we all just needed to think, decompress for a night, listen to some great country music, and enjoy
it. It'll be so nice to just check out for a little bit.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. So, super excited. I'm actually more excited now that we're talking about it. Like, I'm starting to feel better and better. So.
Good.
Want to give out those Dan and Shay backstage passes tonight. We'll be out there in the tailgates with y'all. Just like the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It's 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, let's. This is really good. This is a great story. And we're all a little bit stressed out here with Hurricane Dorian as we continue to watch and watch and wait. Watch. It's hard to be patient. You know, I learned that in these situations. It's hard to be patient because we want all the answers now. We want to know now. But I want to do this. This is absolutely fantastic. A Make-A-Wish kid. Need some help with college and listen to this story.
That's why I am ecstatic to tell you that 100% of your tuition has been paid by the generosity of this school.
It's an amazing thing to see the community come together to make this wish happen.
Okay, so you have a child who is fighting an unbelievable challenge, a medical emergency. And
life-threatening illness,
and Make-A-Wish comes through, and they are taking care of 100% of college. And I just feel so great for the kid. I feel so great for the kid's parents because I know that, you know, they had to watch their child grow up in a very different, you know, way than what they wanted. So,
of course.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to think, and no fault to them, but some, you know, some children, it's like, oh, I want a trip to Disney World, or I want to meet Blake Shelton, and it's like, I want to go to school. I want to go to college and learn more. It's like, okay, well, we'll make it happen.
This kid missed out on homework and feeling stressed out about tests and stuff like that all through school because of obviously all of the treatments and everything, still did a great job and now is able to go to college. Like, it's amazing what you want in life when you can't have something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You don't appreciate things until you don't have them.
Right.
He just wanted to go to school, whereas other kids, they've gone to school, so they want, you know, Disney or something else.
Yeah, it's amazing. Wow. Somebody told me once years ago, and I think it's so true, they said, you know, if everybody threw our problems in a pile, we would grab ours right back. You would grab your own problems right back.
That is such a good line.
It is. True. It's great. Somebody told me years ago, and I've always thought about that. They say, you know,
when
you look at what other people go through, you throw your problems in a pile. If everybody did, you'd be like, nope, no thanks. I'll take mine right back and not complain about them anymore. And I think it's so true. So thank you, Make-A-Wish, for making that happen. Great story.
Great story.
On a Friday.
Remember what you said.
Remember that. I think that's really good. I think it makes people really think. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Man, we got one of the last pairs of FGL tickets in the Tampa Bay area. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 15 minutes away, you're going to grab one of the last pairs of tickets available for the show tonight. FGL and Dan and Shay, 7:40, and then Travis at 5:10. These are the last two.
This is it.
This is crazy. You're going to get one of the last two pair of tickets left in Tampa Bay. All right, 15 minutes away. It's 7:40, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Man, give credit to Popeyes. They're killing it right now on social media and buzz, and everyone's just talking about them. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So this all started, right? What was the best chicken sandwich on the internet? That's where this all started.
Yeah, there was a heated debate going on. People were saying Burger King and then Popeyes. And I mean, everywhere has a chicken sandwich, basically.
Yeah, everybody does. Well, so Popeyes now is being accused of intentionally understocking these sandwiches, Because everybody's talking about now, oh, every time I go, they're sold out. They must be the best because they're sold out.
Yeah.
So this one guy is now suing Popeyes after he damaged his car and got made fun of by his friends for trying to go get a sandwich. Listen to this.
The lines are crazy still till like 5 in the morning.
Headlines wrapped around all around the corner.
When you get like 5 million people, 6 million people on social media talking about this sandwich is good.
We're sold out of chicken sandwich. We sold out in 4 hours.
So this guy said promos like that on social media made him drive around town all day. On one drive through a restaurant, he cracked his rim, blew his tire.
What is that life? To just have nothing to do but drive around for a chicken sandwich all day.
Seriously.
He then said he was swindled out of $25 by a guy on Craigslist who claimed he could get him a sandwich, but then he stiffed him. And then he said he's been utterly humiliated by his friends who are mocking and laughing at him. He now can't drive because he doesn't have the money to fix his car.
Oh.
It's a $1,500 rim. Dude.
Oh my goodness.
So he said it's totally deceptive. Who runs out of chicken? Huge fiasco. And now he is suing several different Popeyes restaurants in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay. Well, good luck with that lawsuit. Who is going to pick up that as a lawyer?
Hey, buddy of mine
what
yesterday.
A joke.
Buddy of mine, Steve, sent me this screenshot.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace, okay? This is in St. Pete. $100 Popeyes chicken sandwich for sale.
What?
For $100 for the sandwich. $100.
What?
Facebook Marketplace.
Please.
Why doesn't just everyone wait until they come back in stock?
The sandwich looks pretty good, though. I'm looking at it right now. I want to hit this buy button so bad for $100 just to see.
No,
like,
you don't.
I want to go down the rabbit hole just to see where it leads me. Like, what's next on the adventure?
I just think it's funny. Yeah, you should do it. And then I'll laugh when it comes in the bag from Popeyes, but it's a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Ah.
Ooh.
You got to be careful of those scammers on Facebook Marketplace.
Wait a minute. That's a great idea that Chick-fil-A should do to get back. They should sell all these and then just fill them with their sandwiches. Like you show up to buy it and it's actually Chick-fil-A.
Well, the Chick-fil-A, I think it was the one over in St. Pete on 4th Street, said we are not out of unlike other places, we don't run out of chicken sandwiches.
Oh, the drive-through. Yeah, so the board wars
are
going to start.
Out front.
They're going to start. That's cool. All right, so who's the best?
Oh, I mean, I think Chick-fil-A.
My vote's Chick-fil-A.
I haven't had the Popeyes one, so I don't know. So I know how much I love Chick-fil-A.
You can never buy them. They're
that's
sold
the
out
problem.
All the time.
I know. I know how much I love Chick-fil-A, though.
My wife went through a phase. Gosh, she's going to kill me for this.
Uh-oh.
She was obsessed with the chicken thing at Burger King.
A lot of people love that.
It's like a chicken sub almost.
Yeah, she's not alone.
Gosh.
I had a phase there for a while where I was into it.
That too? Really?
Yes. But I was like, take that mayo off, man. They smother it in mayonnaise.
Yeah. And she'd eat the whole thing and like.
Mark, stop. Okay. Your wife has enough going on right now.
She eat the whole thing in like 24 seconds.
Wow.
All right. It's like 26 seconds. She eat the whole thing, man. It's 99.5.
She inhaled it.
QIK.
That girl.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QIK. It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
One of the last pairs of tickets for Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay tonight.
Yes, I'm so ready for this show. I've been listening to FGL and Dan and Shay on repeat.
I'm so ready. We're all ready. We're ready for this tonight. All right, so this is huge. Way to get into the weekend with this huge prize. We've got Aaron and Maria, our 9th and 10th callers. Aaron, you are the 9th caller, so we are going to start with you first. We're going to give you a topic. You will have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Maria, you'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. You guys will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right, we got 5 seconds on the clock.
Here we go.
Aaron, being that it seems like everybody's either thinking about going to a Home Depot or has been to one in the last couple of days.
Or is currently there.
Yes, exactly. Name things you see in a Home Depot. Go, Aaron.
Paint. Lumber. A hammer. Craig J. Pocket Hole Screws. Ceiling fans. Patio furniture. Screwdriver. Drill. Miter saw. Goggles. Gloves. Hard hat. Drawer pulls. Workers. House locks. Doorknobs. Candy bars. Money. Shovel. Customers. Mulch. Grass. Shed. Pots for your plants. Lights. Lamps. Wood stain. Toilets. Table saw. A jackhammer. Ring doorbell. A door. Windows. Flooring. PVC pipes.
Five seconds is up.
Get out! Shut the front door!
We shut the front door, and good thing we fixed it beforehand at Home Depot.
They will sell you a front door as well if you want.
I'm at Home Depot twice a week. OMG. Did I just win?
You just won.
You got it.
Get out. Oh, my God.
You are going to be holding one of the last pair of FGL Dan and Shay tickets for tonight's show.
Oh, my God. My husband is going to crap.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, get him a change of pants.
You both will have something in common.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I am, like, shaking. I never win anything.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, y'all. It's about to be TV time for Melanie of Mark and Melanie fame. 99.5 QYK. It's QYK. And so here's the thing. You're going over there. You're going to be on... Tell everyone the story.
So I'm going on Tampa Bay's Morning Blend. It'll air on Monday morning. I mean, God willing, because there may be some hurricane coverage that takes over. But the plan is for it to air on Monday. And I'm excited to do some TV.
You're going to do great on TV. I was on that show once. I don't think I did very well.
So is that why they said, hey, can we get Melanie from Mark and Melanie and not so much the Mark?
Oh, 100%.
Really? What did you not do well? I want to know because I'm about to go do it.
No. I think I perform well. I don't look good on TV. Whatever it is, my features are just, I'm ugly on TV.
You are not ugly on TV
swear
or
I am.
In real life. It's not true. I mean, some radio people, I mean, that's why they're in radio.
Yeah.
You know, but you're not ugly.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I watched back and I was embarrassed. I was like, I bet you the producers were like, man, he doesn't look good on TV.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
That's everyone's fear, though. I will say when you do television is you're your own worst critic and you're always wondering how you appear to people and even obviously to yourself and you watch it back. That's the hardest part is going, oh, what am I doing with my hands? Why am I talking like that? Look at my double chin. I mean, you pick yourself apart.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is I think I'm so short, they have a hard time squeezing me on the shots.
They didn't give you a little step stool?
They didn't, and I thought they would.
Really?
We did a cooking segment, and the guy who ran the restaurant was like 6'4". And I'm like,
that's awkward.
Looking up, I'm like, man, there's no way we're in the same shot. They had to do a split screen. No, they didn't.
I was going to say.
They probably didn't even know you were there. It probably just looked like it was him and the girl. And he was like, where's Mark? He was behind the countertop.
Shouting. Trying to... No, you're going to do great. It's going to be great. Let's plug their show today, even though you're not on Monday, but just to show appreciation for them having you. What time does that show come on? At 10?
Yes.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
So 10 a.m.
on Monday. If you guys want to tune in,
okay,
please do.
Yeah, and you're off. It's Labor Day.
What's the name of the show?
It's on ABC. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Blend.
Okay, Tampa Bay's Morning Blend. Watch them today at 10, everybody, and support them today. And then support again on Monday.
Yes.
For Melanie. Melanie Beyond. Do you know what you're talking about? Yeah. Oh, let's not ruin it. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. No spoilers.
All right. So anyway, thank you, Tampa Bay's Morning Blend, for having Melanie on. She's going to do great. She'll do. Let me tell you like
Thank
this.
Thank you for not having Mark back.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. Here's what I'll tell you, Morning Glenn. She's going to do a lot better than me. So y'all got the upgrade. It's all good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.